Now you two have to learn how to gung ho.
Huh? What?
You know, gung ho. It's Chinese for working together. You have to learn to work together if you guys want to win the Team Ninja Finals. This is so 90s. Not!
Affirmative. Affirmative.
Hello, this is Mike, and I'm the Blue Podcast Ranger.
This is Lindsay, and I'm the Yellow Podcast Ranger.
This is Awesome Mike, and I am the Red Podcast Ranger, and you are listening to the Mighty Morphin Forgotten Failures.
And I am also the Black Podcast Ranger, because Daryl's not here today.
Yeah.
Because this is an episode all about teamwork, and it's going to be me and me versus you two guys.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And this was episode 24 of the season 18 special edition Power Rangers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was titled Gung Ho, which I found today. Yeah. I learned.
We learned a thing. Yeah. I learned a thing. Mike learned a thing.
Gung Ho means, what was the official definition? Teamwork. Working together.
Yeah, it was like working together in harmony is what Google said.
Yeah, and Trini knows this because she is from all Asian cultures.
She is Viet Chinese.
Viet Chinese, Japanese, everything.
She's all Asia.
She's like Malaysia in those ads you see for Malaysia all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we learned the history of the word gung-ho, and I learned through Googling that America bastardized it into to what it is today, which is our way. So go us.
I kind of like the American version
Me
better.
Me too. Yeah. It's just like excited, you know? Yeah. Like perfectly zealous.
I'm very gung ho about the American gung ho.
Yeah.
No, I thought this was going to be like that. What was it? A Tom Hanks movie where a Japanese corporation comes in and purchases the Gin and Juice Club and decides to either shut it down or turn it into some kind of sushi studio.
They're going to make it into a car factory.
Yeah. There's a.
But that did not happen.
Yeah.
No. Instead,
no Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
I wish.
Oh, Michael Keaton. Yeah, not Tom Hanks. Jeez.
Yeah, it was Michael Keaton. Get it right.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this episode is pretty much the exact same as the beginning of the first episode with the Green Ranger in it, except instead of the martial arts demonstration, it's the quote-unquote Team Ninja Finals.
Yeah, and it took a long time for us over here to figure out what the hell Team Ninja meant.
Well, what it means is tag team karate with boxing gloves.
Yeah, but so they were practicing and training for this in the beginning, and it looked like they were doing like synchronized fighting, synchronized swimming.
Yeah, Zach and the Blue Ranger were going, no, guys, you're not supposed to fight each other. It's called teamwork.
It's unfair to try to make it make sense or try to act like it makes sense because it doesn't.
No.
Nothing about it does.
So they're talking like it's supposed to be synchronized martial arts. Like,
synchronized forms. It's team martial arts, but the way we're introduced to it is it's just the Green Ranger and the Red Ranger practicing together, and they're fighting each other.
And it looks pretty normal, like you're supposed to spar with each other when you're fighting, but everyone else is like, no, where's your teamwork?
Yeah, they're fighting, and the Black Ranger and the Blue Ranger are, like, super disappointed. Like, every time they pan over the Black Ranger and the Blue Ranger, they're, like, shaking their head.
Yeah, and Billy's got a stopwatch for some reason.
And he's, like, tisking. Like, he's, like, not... and he has a laptop, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And, they're disappointed in how the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger are performing, though there's no indication of how they should be performing.
There's no
indication
they look
like they're doing... There's no, like... They look like they're doing karate good. Like they look like they're doing their American Gladiator Q-tips good.
Yeah.
They look like they're doing their kendo sticks good. Like they look like they're doing it all fairly well, but apparently it's bad because they're supposed to be a team.
They don't have teamwork, you guys. They do a little bit of because I think they do a little bit of like synchronized forms, and then suddenly they start fighting each other and everyone else is disappointed. But then when we eventually but then the other ninjas show up. And these, very surprisingly, are the exact same magic ninjas from Big Money Hustlers, with Bulk wearing the exact same costume that Violent J was wearing in Big Money Hustlers.
That's a nice pickup.
Good call. Yeah, the thing is, what I realized at this point in the show, and also this has been like the first 5 minutes of the show, it's just a bunch of ninja moves, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Magic ninja what?
But it's probably the most nonsense show we've watched as far as like, it's just stuff happening. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's no plot reason. Yeah. There's no sense to be made of it.
And not only does it not have a plot, there is no monster.
There's no monster at
all. There's no
monsters. We get super putties, which are
barely anything.
Yeah. I mean, one of them's got just like a giant ball for a hand.
Well, yeah, basically. It's just got a Hulk fist for a hand. One of those football
fists. Before
we get
to the super putties, I mean, I want to talk about Bulk and Skull, who are now the managers of these magic ninjas. Yeah, so Bulk and Skull continue to expand their role.
But they have, like, yeah. There's nothing they have other than being there and throwing a couple lines. Mm-hmm. That there's nothing to their role in this.
But the thing is, they're not just goofy losers now. They're like, they like have Pimps. A get rich quick scheme. Like they've actually gone into business for themselves as ninja managers.
I don't know.
Is there really a lot of money in that? Like, I don't even think you won money by winning this tournament.
You won a trophy. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like there was no reason behind how they got into it, why they got into it.
Or where they knew these ninjas from.
Where they knew them from. Like, if these ninjas even went to, like, Angel Grove High.
Yeah. We don't know. Where's their birth certificate?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's their backstory? Like, where's the prequel on this? Because I need to know to give a shit. And I don't.
I bet they're from Kenya.
Yeah.
They're not even Angel Grove students.
Yeah. I bet they're not even citizens.
They're probably not.
I bet they don't even have green cards.
They probably don't.
But I did learn that part of the reason why the Green Ranger and the Red Ranger were doing so bad at this team ninja-ing is because they can't have the ninja attire. They have to be in green and red.
Yeah.
And the real ninjas come in who are actual like team ninjas, and they're like full on ninja out in their whole black ninja outfit. Yeah. And they're doing amazing.
Yeah.
And the only difference really is the outfit.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
That's a big thing. You know, if you're not dressed for success, you're not going
to
win.
Exactly. You got to dress for the role that you want.
Yep.
So if you want to be a ninja, you got to dress like a ninja.
You got to be ninja.
Is ninja a job that you can dress for?
I think so. You got to dress for success.
I mean, it's got an outfit. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dress for the job you want. That's why I'm in all this Wario cosplay every day.
Yeah,
exactly. How else are you going to be it if you aren't it already? Yeah.
I want to be a trash man, so I want to be a
plumber's ugly cousin.
Yeah,
I want to be cousin it, so I'm just growing my hair really long
again.
Yeah,
it's dress for the job you want, not dress for the existence you want.
I think it sounds like someone hasn't read The Secret, because you've got to make it be if you want it to be. You know what I mean?
Okay, so when the magic ninjas appear, we get a classic exchange with Billy, where one of the Power Rangers says, "Oh, these guys look like pros to me," and he goes, "Ah, yes, they are extremely proficient." And Zach goes, "Yeah, and they're good too."
That's the thing is, during this conversation, Billy, they're all watching this other team, and Billy is timing them while they're fighting each other.
Timing what? Timing how fast
are you timing, Billy? Like, what are you timing? What does this mean?
Nobody
for anything?
Knows. Nobody knows.
It doesn't mean like ninja-ing is not like a timed sport.
No.
I don't believe, like, at least.
They literally did like a team jump kick.
Yeah.
And he had a stopwatch out.
Like, the only like timed ninja-ing I know is like Fruit Ninja, but that's like a whole different deal.
Maybe he's like trying to calculate things. He's like, "Oh, well, it took him, I want to see how much force they're applying, so it took this much time."
Yeah, despite being called Gung-Ho, in this episode we have the ninjas representing the kind of the earth spirits and the natural forces, whereas Billy is now the taskmaster who's trying to reduce everything to data like the Japanese businessman in the movie.
He kind of is. He's the numbers dude. He says at some point in the beginning that he's like, he has this computerized workout program that like,
if you guys would just
stick
to your plan and not fight each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Billy doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
So
you're the weakest ranger, Billy.
Seriously. Weak. You're dirt.
The only thing cool about you is your color. Blue's a cool color.
Yeah, that's true. So also the warmest.
What makes the magic, what are they called? The super putties? What makes them super?
They have bigger hands,
but the real thing that makes them super duper special is that you can make them in a mold that doesn't look anything like
it's a magic mold.
Yeah,
there's actual claymation involved now with the putties.
Yeah, because they take this. I was really disappointed because they take the clay off of this big ball of clay, and I thought it was Scorpina coming back.
Yeah,
in
there, right.
And I love me some Scorpina. So
there was a Frankenstein cameo, though. He was chilling in the back.
He was hanging
and
out.
It was the shitty Frankenstein with the really bad mask.
The American Frankenstein. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if that was the American. I think that's a Japanese Frankenstein.
Oh, maybe it was a Japanese Frankenstein. Yeah. It was really shitty.
Yeah.
But they make these super putties, and it seems as though the only difference is that Finster has made a mold for these putties.
Yeah. Well, we've seen the mold before.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just how they make normal putties. Okay. That's why I don't know what made them super. Maybe it was a different area.
Well, they have
of
like
clay
a black like racing stripes on their jumps on their leotards.
Yes, but I don't know how that plays into like making them.
I think maybe the mold, like maybe there's some sort of magic cast on the mold.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the mold looks nothing like the end product.
Sure.
You know when you play with Play-Doh and you kind of roll it around, it looks like a turd?
Yeah.
that's what they put in this mold.
Yeah.
And the mold looks like someone just like beat some metal with a hammer in the shape of a person.
Like really terrible looking gingerbread man.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And then they open it up and it looks like an action figure of a putty.
Yeah, with hands, like arms sticking out. Yeah. Like
and there's, it doesn't match the outline of the mold
you can
or
see,
anything.
You can see the top of the mold because you see the bottom that just looks like some mashed up, gnarled ass, like gingerbread man. Mm-hmm. And the top of the mold is completely flat.
Yes.
there's nothing to the
it's
top.
It's like a goddamn panini press.
It is. It's a panini. Like these should be flat gingerbread putties.
It's a putty press.
Yeah, it's a putty press. Yeah, but
it's like what we used to make the creepy crawlers in. Like the bottom is flat.
Yeah,
but at least the creepy crawlers, the molds look like the mold that pops out.
Yeah. But yeah, there's something funky going on with what Finster's doing, but that's not new.
No. Everything he touches is funky.
Yeah. It's that P-funk.
From now on.
but yeah, so these...
I think Finster's with a P-F.
Yeah.
Finster.
make my Finster the P-Finster.
Yeah.
Parliament Finsterdelic.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I want to see like a Finster band, like a Finster or P-Funk band.
That sounds good.
That'd be amazing.
He already kind of dresses like George Clinton.
A little bit.
Maybe he is George Clinton.
Except with overalls, I guess.
Yeah.
So the super putties, they have the power. When Zach hacks them apart with an axe, they can reformulate into themselves again.
Yeah. Yep.
Which means, has Zach been hacking apart the putties with an axe this entire time and we didn't see it? Because I thought they were just like kind of fist fighting.
They always disappeared. They always just ended up disappearing after a while.
I think the regeneration might be a product of the super putty.
Yes, because they can stay and fight. They can fight pretty well. There was initially a fight that Kim and Trini were involved in, and then the guys came in a...
playground or something like
that.
Yeah,
kids playground.
Sure,
that's
why not?
What teenagers do.
Yeah. And they're just kind of like rolling around, and they're just being... not as bad as the regular putties,
mm-hmm.
but they still look goofy as hell.
Yeah,
like they have different hands and different feet and like different jumpsuits. Like that, they're a little bit different.
I think they're a little bulkier.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, the American ones. They are. Yeah, the American putties are bulkier. They do cut over to a couple of Japanese scenes, and the putties are noticeably not chunky.
Yeah. Which is funny.
They've gone from
and they also have like darker costumes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Japanese ones.
Yeah. They go to they decide during the first fight with the putties, like, oh shit, like we can't actually handle this. Mm-hmm. So they all return to the base and they're like, what happened? What the fuck are these things? Mm-hmm. These aren't normal putties. And Zordon explains, like, oh yeah, like, you know, they're not, they're super putties, and like look at the ball, like look at a Finster making these shits and
stupid idiots these super putties.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger aren't available because Zordon is subjecting them to some sort of test of teamwork.
Well, that's when Zordon says, like, oh, well, you guys go fight the putties. You, Zach, Trini, Kim, and Billy, you guys go fight the putties over in Japan with your Japanese bodies.
Yeah.
And then
Tommy and Jason, you guys got to learn teamwork.
You got to do another thing. There's something that you need to get. It's very thin that you need to get that's going to help everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Or there's like a monster that also is going to be there.
It's
and
like
get
a
this
guardian
thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
So they go off and they get a map to find this thing. And it's literally like some torn paper drawn on with some crayons.
Yes, it is a crayon map.
Yeah. I swear this was like a combination of two episodes and they took out all the interesting parts.
Yeah. You know,
maybe because whatever the monsters were in those episodes were like offensive to some ethnic group or something.
I think this was part of the Frankenstein episode because Frankenstein was chilling there.
Yeah, where the hell was Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
of course I say that in every episode. Where the hell is
Frankenstein? He's not part of the OG crew.
He really isn't.
Yeah. He's a Halloween special.
Yeah. He doesn't belong like Pudgy Pig belongs in the background.
Yeah.
Because we know that's like Finster's work of art. That's his like penultimate piece of art that he's working on.
That's a swan song. It's what he's gonna go out with.
It is. It's like, you know, how Picasso like had a blue period.
Mm-hmm.
This he had like Finster obviously is going to have a Pudgy Pig period. Yeah, where he's just going to need to perfect that Pudgy Pig.
Yeah, he's going to do like 12 paintings of the Pudgy Pig in different seasons and in different light in different times of the day, like until Manet's haystacks.
Yeah, until it's perfected, and then and only then will people realize that the perfection is in all the Pudgy Pigs.
Yeah,
it's all of them together. It's the whole body of work that's
forever and ever. Amen.
Power Rangers is so deep, guys.
It is.
Not sure about that.
But yeah, so they go off on this thing, they fight this thing, doesn't really matter.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we noticed that Jason and Tommy, that Tommy, when he's Green Ranger, can transfer his shoulder pad shield.
He like, if you touch his chest, to like transfer his shoulder pad
Which
to you.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
He's and then also, like, so, so they're supposed to get this thing that's on top of like a, like, it's like a mountain hill type of thing. Yeah. It's like whatever the in between a hill and a mountain is. That's
like,
what it is.
Steep, like
a steep hill.
A foothill?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
And then, and they keep showing it from below, and whatever's up top looks gigantic.
Yes.
And then they get to the top, and it's like fucking Power Ranger, like, action figures.
Yeah, it's like, not, there's these, like, little, like, maybe twice the size of, like, Finster's clay figures.
Yeah. And then they open up a case, which is what they were there to get, and it's, like, some Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's, like, six little tiny guns in there.
Yeah.
Lined up, like, vials of shrinking potion.
Yeah, it's like something out of like Men in Black or something.
The big lesson here before this happens is that so there's this monster that's like coming up. It's like this weird desert Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, it's like a big dinosaur. I want to say it's a Brontosaurus, but Brontosaurus isn't a real deal. So it's like that.
It's a Diplodocus.
So Allosaurus. Yeah. So when that's happening, they realize like, oh, someone's got to keep this dinosaur at bay, and the other's got to run up. This whole time they've been arguing about like, oh, we wouldn't have found this rock that's totally real without without my half of the map, and like really petty shit. And at this point, they realize like, oh, well, if we work together on this, then we could probably get it done. And the Red Ranger's like, you know what? I can probably climb up this hill faster, but you're better with this sword. I'll give you my sword. And then the Green Ranger's like, oh, I'll give you my shield.
Yeah.
And then together they get the thing that they're supposed to get.
Yeah.
And so they learn the lesson of teamwork. And now they can be team ninjas.
Yeah. It's a Brachiosaur.
Brachiosaur.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's what it looked
so
like.
So it's basically like the Zords, but it's a Brachiosaur is what we're going to call it from now on.
Yep. And so, yeah, they zap over to where everybody else is fighting. They toss everybody a gun, and they all nerf the new super putties.
But they're using guns now?
They disappear when they shoot
them. That's also a great lesson, is that, like, no matter, like, how tough you are, like, physically, if you just have a gun, you're going to win the fight.
Yeah.
I think that's a lesson that Power Rangers wanted us to take home.
The whole don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah. Don't bring a putty to a gunfight.
Don't bring an anvil hand to a gunfight.
Yeah, don't bring a Hulk hand to a gunfight. but so they do that, and then we end, of course, with this makes even less sense. The Green Ranger and the Red Ranger, they do their team ninja competition, and they start by going into a ring. And individually fighting.
And the whole thing is supposed to be teamwork, and it's a tag team.
It's like tag team wrestling.
It's kind of a team. And the first portion of it, too, wasn't even like ninja shit. It was kickboxing, which is a Thai sport. So I don't really understand that.
Nobody,
There are a couple like martial arts things in there, really quick rounds. There were no obvious like wins. Like he really got him good, kind of knocked him out. Nothing like that. It's just they fought for a couple seconds, and then it was like, okay, done. Next one.
This round's over. Next match.
Yeah. And they had the most unceremonious like trophy like the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger, everybody's done, final match is over, whatever. They're like, okay, the judges are gonna judge, they're gonna calculate their whatevers, and then as everybody's just kind of sitting and talking, Red and Green Ranger still in the ring, Ernie comes up and he just like hoists this trophy up. He's like, hey, you guys won. And then no announcement, no nothing. Just like, here you go, show's over,
good job guys.
Yeah, but
pizza's
not
on me.
Yeah, not over until there's a goof.
There's always, you gotta always make Bulk and Skull look bad.
Yes, no matter what. They didn't even do anything terrible.
No.
They just tried to win at something.
Yeah. I mean, they're assholes about it, you know, but.
But they trained some like good ninjas, though.
Yeah, I don't think they trained them. I think they just found them.
No,
the ninjas probably gave them some dirty candy. Bulk and Skull didn't like put jalapenos in Billy and Tommy's pants or anything to cheat.
Which is surprising. You would think that something like that would have gone down, but maybe since it's such an official team ninja thing, they can't really do that without getting
even
caught.
Even Bulk and Skull respects the sanctity of team ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something happens, and Skull grabs a water bucket and accidentally tosses it onto Bulk. And then everybody laughs, freeze frame on the Red Ninja and the Red Power Ranger and the Green Power Ranger laughing their asses off, like total fucking jerks.
Yeah.
Like, just the freeze frame and ending is, oh, these guys are assholes.
Yeah. Not only did they win, but they're dicks.
Yeah. They're going to be dicks about it.
And the Blue Ranger is more of a loser than ever. Thank you,
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That took 3.7 seconds, guys.
God, fuck. Like, get over it.
Come on, man. You don't need a goddamn stopwatch.
No one cares.
No one cares about your stopwatch, Billy.
Yeah.
This is so 90s. Not.
Affirmative.